Chapter 13. The Autumnal Equinox. And all those years ago, the great wizard Comet Tail cast the spell not to curse the town of Bales, but to protect it. He was a kind pony, and he was only trying to save the precious books from carelessness, Twilight Sparkle explained. Hoofnote, Dustjacket, and Hardback all stood up with the princess as she faced the small crowd of ponies. A wave of hushed whispers passed over them. But Comet Tail was impatient and decided to perform the Shield of Wisdom on the spring equinox instead. There were different magical currents than in the autumn, and the spell was much too strong. Comet Tail must have accidentally created an invisibubble around Bales. It must have worked on him, too, because he never realized his mistake or thought about Bales again. An invisibubble? Saddle Stitch asked, looking to the sky. She didn't see any bubbles. What do you mean? It means no pony in Equestria could see the town from any direction, Spike explained. Twilight and I were only able to find it through a powerful spell that she created.
So that's why no pony has visited us, Flyleaf called out.
Whoa! Exactly, Twilight said proudly. With your permission, I'd like to try the spell again tomorrow, on the autumnal equinox. It's the true time when the spell should be attempted. Twilight Sparkle looked into the faces of the scared, shy ponies. I promise you, I value books and friendship more than anything. If I can help you ponies with either of them, it would mean the world to me. If I'm successful with the spell, the books of Bales will be restored, and you'll be back on the map again. The ponies erupted into more whispers. Twilight couldn't tell if that was a good thing or not. She bit her lip and exchanged a look with Paperbuck. It had been his idea to share the true story of Comet Tail with the town. Paperbuck shrugged and smoothed down his curly blue mane. He seemed just as nervous of their reaction.
So what do you say, ponies? Spike asked with a huge grin. He put his claws up in the air. Are you ready to meet Equestria?
A painfully long moment passed when they just stared at the princess, blinking. Every pony was too shy to be the one to speak up. But then, like soft ocean waves, the hushing began.
Shh!
Hushed a pink mare with a cutie mark of a green worm in the front row. She smiled at Twilight.
Shh!
Shh! The stallion next to her joined in. Whispered the ponies of the table of contents, closing their eyes. Soon, all the ponies were making the sound. It was the quietest, most serene applause Twilight had ever heard, and she took it as permission to proceed. The day stretched itself awake as first light shone onto Full Mountain, through the trees, over the rolling hills, and onto the crunchy fallen leaves in the town square of Bales. The dawn was breaking across Equestria, which meant that it was time for the autumnal equinox. Just 3 minutes to go. Saddlestitch, Paperbuck, Spike, and dozens of others were already lined up, facing the sunrise. They each held a blank book in their hooves and claws in anticipation. Princess Twilight stepped forward from the group, carrying primroses, protections, and prophecies. She placed the book on the stand in front of her. Imaginary butterflies flitted around inside Twilight's stomach. Every hair in her mane stood on end with nerves. What if she failed? She would have to wait an entire moon cycle to try again. The books in Bales might have completely disappeared, and the books in Canterlot might be completely covered in ink by then. Twilight pushed away the thought. She took a deep breath and tried to center herself as she softly spoke the spell. Wisdom of wizards, knowledge of herds.
We use these forces to shield our words, restore forgotten, reveal true facts. The shield of wisdom will now bring it all back. A bright rainbow burst of magical energy grew from the bottoms of Twilight's hooves. It danced up her body in sparkling swirls and curls, circling around her and then shooting out through her horn. The blast reached to the sky. Every pony craned their necks back to watch as it reached the top of the Invisibubble. Just like a pin popping a balloon, the dome shattered. Droplets of golden light rained down onto the ponies and the open pages of the books. The lost words began to reappear. The ponies cheered with excitement and elation at the miracle unfolding before them. Princess Twilight Sparkle had done it! She'd saved the books!